What is up, guys? This is Coach Cam, and I am back.
He is back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, Coach Cam. Hey. What are we talking about?
Everything that I've been through the past 6 months in a little short mini-series. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, brand new season. Let's go, baby. All right, guys, so we're back with episode number 2. We're picking up right where we left off last time. Cam made it through all the initial processing and all that kind of stuff. He made it into the 30th.
Yep.
And we're picking up from there.
Yeah. So at 30th, they make you, there's like one big giant room that everyone sleeps in. It's called a bay. If you ever hear me reference the bay, it means the room that everyone's sleeping in. Now they put like 160-ish guys in one room.
Wow.
And the drill sergeant doesn't want to, he doesn't want to tell 160 dudes what to wear tomorrow or what to do that night or how to clean or how to make a bed or anything like that. Because they're teaching you stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Or like what paperwork to bring down to formation and stuff like that. So they have, at 30th, they're called bay leaders.
Okay.
And it's one dude that's elected by everyone. Now, because of my presence at the airport and me seeing all 160 dudes, guess who they chose as their bay leader? Me.
So you had to take on that responsibility.
Yes. And I was elected to be that guy. And so the drill sergeants didn't know everyone else's name, but they knew who Black was.
Mm.
And my name's easy to remember.
Yeah.
So it was like, hey, Black, come here. Black. Hey, Black, come here. You know, and I'm like, I never had time to myself, ever. Yeah. And it was the most stressful time throughout the whole process.
How long did that last?
It lasted.
Was it just that first day?
Oh, dude, no. It was 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It was 12 days. On the 13th day, we shipped out to our company where we were going to do all of our training.
Gotcha.
So
what happened in those first 12 days?
Everything from getting shots. I got one called the peanut butter shot. It was a mixture of a bunch of stuff, and it was as thick as peanut butter. And when they shot it into my butt, dude, I had it was like a knot the size of a golf ball that grew out. Ooh. Away from my butt. And it would hurt to sit down, it hurt to walk, it hurt to stand, it hurt to do squats, it hurt to do everything. Because you're getting smoked and doing everything during that time period.
Yeah.
So
real quick, what does getting smoked mean? Just for,
oh man,
in the future.
You'll hear something like, you'll know that, too easy, half right face, right? If you hear a drill sergeant say half right, that means everybody's moving in a half right position. Now, we might be, you know, close to each other, but when we turn halfway to the right, everyone's got room now to go down and do a push up, do squats, do flutter kicks, whatever it is, the exercise that they wanted you to do.
Gotcha.
So you'll hear half right, and then after that, you'll hear what exercise you're about to do. And you'll do it for 30, 45 minutes.
Yikes.
Yeah. We
that sounds awful.
No, it was terrible.
And I know that we're like a fitness podcast kind of, but it's like, geez, just doing that for 45 minutes.
I'm used to being in control of the fitness.
Right.
I'm used to being in control of the timing. I'm used to saying,
how many reps you want to do, controlling the weight, controlling all the different variables.
Yes. And it's nothing like getting coached, and it's nothing like coaching someone or coaching yourself or like putting yourself through a workout. And we've pushed each other. I mean, you've pushed me to the point where I puked into a trash can.
Yeah.
You know, but like, nothing will ever compare to a drill sergeant walking around yelling at everyone and everyone just dying.
Hmm.
But you're going through, you're getting smoked, you're going to chow, breakfast, lunch, dinner. You're eating all this food during that time. So guys are gaining weight. Some guys are losing weight. You know, you're getting your uniform. You're getting your paperwork done. You're getting your dental work done. You're getting all your shots. You're getting everything. They're making you sign a bunch of waivers and stuff like that. They're explaining to you why hearing protection is important. You know, all this stuff.
Okay. In that first 12 days?
Yes. And your company is getting ready for you to be there.
Okay.
Now, this was during COVID time, so we had half capacity. So when I showed up to my company, we'll fast forward to that. I was a part of Alpha Company 150 in Sand Hill, Fort Benning. And we got there. The 160 dudes that were in that initial bay got split up into four different platoons of like 30-ish dudes apiece.
So you had the bay, then you had platoons.
Yeah, we got transferred over to our company.
Gotcha.
A company is made up of four platoons.
Okay.
So each platoon had three to four, maybe five drill sergeants each. And then you had your first sergeant that was in charge of getting everything in line with your training. And you had your company commander that oversaw everything. Okay. And ours, and usually majority of the time they are, was a ranger. So he was a part of the 75th Regiment, and he was ranger tabbed. And those are two different things. Which means that he was a ranger, and then he also went to ranger school to become a leader within the ranger regiment.
Okay.
It's a wild process. And then you have a bunch of officers.
That's what I've learned. There's all these different titles, and they all mean so many different things, and there's so many different distinctions.
There's different ways you have to address certain people.
Yeah.
If you do it wrong, look out. Look out. Now, also at 30th, you were reading what's called the Blue Book. That gave you all of, like, learning ranks, learning titles, learning how to address people, learning what to do properly. And you're supposed to be reading those in between going from, getting, your shoes fitted to going to dental. Like, you know, the waiting period where you're sitting in the auditorium waiting.
Right.
You were supposed to be reading your Blue Book the whole time. A lot of people fell asleep and a lot of people got effed up for falling asleep.
But, yeah.
You know, that's what you're supposed to be doing the whole time. So it got you geared up, ready for it. So when we got there, you knew when to stand at parade rest, when to stand to attention, when to do things like
so
that.
So speaking on that, since you were the mature one, were you the one that was reading the book and studying it, and then you saw the other kids?
Yes.
Just, and how did that make you feel? Did you like...
Oh, I was irritated. Wanna, yeah. Irritated from day one.
Yeah.
Now, at 30th, my bunk was never left alone. They were always at my bunk. My bunk was right next to the door because the drill sergeant wanted to come in. He wanted to talk to me. I was right there. But as soon as we got to our company, you got a roster number and you're in alphabetical order in the room. So my bunk ended up, I was roster number 111, which is, again, easy to remember.
Right.
My last name is Black, which is easy to remember. And I'm the oldest one in the platoon. So I became...
So you stood out.
Yes. I became platoon sergeant. And that was done through peer eval reviews.
Okay.
And so you basically the drill sergeants chose me.
So everyone saw you and they were like, yep, we want him to lead us.
Yeah, because I'd just done it at 30th for 12 days. And now they're like, well, all right, you do it again.
Yeah.
You're good with drill sergeants, you do it. I'm like, great. Thanks.
But the whole time you're like, this is brand new to me.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
They come up to me and be like, hey, so what are we supposed to do in this situation here? And I'm like, well, the last time I was in, the last time that I was here, you know, the first time that I went through basic training, I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask? And they're like, oh, but Black, you should ask. They like you. And I'm like, great. So I was always that guy that asked all the questions. And the drill sergeants ended up knowing who I was the whole time.
Gotcha. So they were leaning on you from the very beginning.
Very beginning. The drill sergeants were, the trainees were, everybody.
Hmm.
The first sergeant knew who I was. The company commander knew who I was. Drill sergeants from other platoons knew who I was. Everybody, even like by the end of it, everyone knew who I was. And I kind of was able to do whatever I wanted at a certain stage. But in the beginning, everybody knew my name.
Yeah.
It made it kind of weird.
So talk about what happened like in the very beginning. After you guys got all your dental stuff done, after you got all the shots, all that kind of stuff.
Our drill sergeants picked us up, put us in smaller buses. You know, those white buses that you see on YouTube videos?
Yeah.
And then they do what's called a shark attack, which means all the drill sergeants just yell at you crazy stuff. Like, I'm pretty sure one drill sergeant was giving me the recipe for chicken noodle soup. Because I was listening to him, and I didn't want to make eye contact with him, but I'm like, dude, what? Chicken broth?
What are you saying?
What are you talking about? But he's just wanting to add chaos.
Yeah.
So we went through, they picked us up, they dropped us off at the bottom of 150th Hill, and they had us grab a bunch of equipment and run with it. So we get smoked in a parking lot at the bottom of the hill, and now all of a sudden we got to grab coolers full of ice and water and litters, which are like the thing you would put somebody on and carry them, you know, gotcha. With like four handles on it.
Yeah.
And then like a bunch of like water cans and like a big wooden log and all this stuff. And, you know, when we're running around and doing all this stuff, they call it the first 100 yards. No one knew what to do. And so,
yeah, you don't know what to pick up. You don't know what
to do. I'm sitting here and I'm like, they told us to move it. Hey, you, grab it. Let's go, you know? And so I kind of, looking back on it, I took control of the situation. At the time, I was just yelling out, barking out orders because no one was doing anything. And so that's kind of how I got on the drill sergeant's radar in the beginning. And then they took us up to our company. There's Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo. Those are all the different companies. Each one of them had different sets of trainees that were all at these different companies. Now, within our company is where we all lived in four different platoons. So there's a ton of training going on in 150th Battalion. But our company was Alpha Company.
Gotcha.
And so I'll tell you, the first night they had us do what's called a shower drill. So we're all lining up at our bunks. They showed us how to make the bed properly. They showed us how they wanted us to have our lockers done. Everything from how we roll up our t-shirts to how we roll up our socks to where we can put pictures of our family or where we can have, like,
in your lockers.
Your deodorant better be facing out, not facing to the side. You know, your toothbrush goes here.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It was very strict. It was wild. But after that, it was like they had us all toeing the line, which means you stand at attention at the foot of your bed. And they had us strip down and turn to our left, and then we would all move in because there's a big room, right? And our bathroom, like our latrine, where our showers and toilets and sinks are all that are, we had to go in there, and they wanted us to go through roster number order. So our first guy's name was Abankwa. Funniest dude. He's from Africa. Hilarious kid. But so he went in there first, and like we all went in the showers. We had our towel and our soap. We all go in there. We had 30 seconds to finish.
So you got to line up to go in the shower?
Yeah. And, you know, we all run in there, and we all were wearing our shorts, right? The Army shorts have built-in underwear.
Okay.
So we were all wearing our shorts. They didn't tell us to take our shorts off. But, like, we ran in there and showered with our shorts on the first time. And the drill sergeants looking back and telling us, like, when we graduated, they're like, we were like, what are you doing? You're showering. Like, shower. But we were given 30 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So here I am. I need to shower.
I'm shoving my
soap down in my pants. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. Rinsed off. I'm in soaking wet shorts. I run out. They're like, get out. They're like walking in between the showers because it's like a hallway with showers to your left and right. Right? So they're running us through there and they're yelling at us the whole time. Like, get out of the shower. Hurry up. You need to hurry up. And all this type of stuff. And then we run out of that. The next set of like 15 dudes run through there and they're showering while we're shaving and brushing our teeth. And we only have 30 seconds to do that too.
What?
So you had 30 seconds in the shower?
I've never shaved in 30 seconds.
It's wild. And then they rushed us out. They were like, toe the line again. And then we all toe the line, and I'm in soaking wet shorts. They're like, change into some clean clothing. So I like reach in my locker, and I grab my shirt, and I grab my shorts, and then I'm toeing the line. I thought I was doing great. But other guys were not doing that great. They were slow.
Yeah.
And they were like mad at us because we missed the time hack. And so they said, half right face. And now here we are. It's 9 o'clock at night, 2100. We just got done showering. I'm still wet. And I'm also sweating because I'm running everywhere.
Mm.
And now I'm doing push-ups on the dirty ground and doing V-ups and flutter kicks and squats and mountain climbers and the whole thing. And then they're like, you gotta make time hacks, whatever. They're like, all right, everybody in bed. We get in bed. And then they're like, the Soldier's Creed. And now here we are. I'm under sheets. I'm sweaty. I'm still wet from my shower. And I am belting out the Soldier's Creed. And then they're like, after that, they said, the Star-Spangled Banner. And here I am. Oh, say can you in my it, and then
everyone together,
everybody's in bed, top bunk, bottom bunk, whatever. They're in bed and they are belting out the Star Spangled Banner. And then they're like, all right, go to bed. And they turn off the light.
That's wild.
Yes. Crazy.
So then, that was like first day? First couple days?
That was the first day and the first night. 100 yards, goes right into toeing the line and doing the shower drill and going to bed. It was wild.
Wow. So you mentioned it a little bit earlier with your experience with like the chow hall.
Yeah.
What was that like?
All right. So chow hall was very interesting. You had to stand at you had to march there. And then someone would mess up. You get smoked before chow. You're standing at attention in lines. And then you're having to belt out the Soldier's Creed, the Infantryman's Creed, the Star-Spangled Banner, the Army Song, the Infantry Song, all before you have to eat, before you can eat. Now, this didn't matter what time of day. 4 a.m., noon, 5 o'clock at night. Doesn't matter what time. Before you eat, you have to do all those things. Meanwhile, once you get inside, your heels stay together. So you're shuffling side to side. You're walking, you know, coming
to attention. Your heels have to stay together?
Mm-hmm. So you step to the right. Your left foot comes back. Your heels touch back together. Like, it was very orderly.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah.
And then once
you... Almost like you're marching.
You march everywhere. Mm. You're always marching. It's crazy.
Marching, chanting.
Chanting, marching. The chants, we'll get into that. The cadences. Because I actually was in charge of the cadences for a while.
That'll be its own episode.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Maybe in the next one we'll pick up on that.
Yeah. So anyway, then you know, we go through and then you sit down to eat. Now, you have... like 5 minutes to eat all your food. But at least that's what the blue book says.
Okay.
But in reality, you have about 2 minutes to eat everything on your plate. Eat everything. And I'm sitting there and you're eating. If you look up, you're done. If you talk, you're done.
So you're just focused on eating.
Focused on eating. And if the guy to your left
as
looks
fast
up.
As you can.
If the guy to your left looks up, your whole table's done.
Are you going to get smoked at that point?
Yeah, when you go outside, absolutely. Oh, you think you can look up? Half right. And then you're done.
Mm.
We go. We sit down. We eat. Drill sergeants are walking around yelling at you. Eat all your food. Eat faster. But don't choke. Eat that. You know, and you're like, wait, what? None of this makes sense.
Eat faster. But make sure you chew.
Enjoy your food. Eat faster. And you're like,
What are you telling me to do right now?
Exactly. When you're done, you're kind of like glancing to your left and right, and then you knock. And then everybody gets up, and you scream out your company's motto, which ours was Alpha Company, so we screamed out Wolfpack.
So, knock, knock, Wolfpack!
And then you go, and you get the hell out of there very fast. And then you go outside, and you get in formation, and you stand at attention, and wait for everyone to get done. And then you hope that no one messed up while you were gone, and the drill sergeants come out, and they're mad, and then you get smoked afterwards.
Oh,
and
man.
And then there's this big giant hill, and you have to run up the freaking hill to go back, and then you form up in the CTA, which is a covered training area, which is where we lived, and you get smoked again because somebody did something stupid. And that's called red phase.
So shower this is drills, all like accountability for each other and all that
yes.
stuff.
Yes. Shower drills, you know, calling the company to attention when the commander comes out. Calling the company to at ease when the first sergeant comes out. Calling calling the platoon or company to attention or at ease if they come in the bay. Or if no one's out there and a drill sergeant walks out, at ease, and everybody's got to do it. If someone doesn't do it, half right. Like, you get smoked a lot because kids are stupid.
Yeah.
And they don't pay attention.
Yeah.
Their shoelaces are showing.
Then everyone pays for it.
Whatever. Yeah. And then they'll come in, they'll inspect the bays, and then all of a sudden, like, one dude's shoelaces weren't tied, and the entire bay just got destroyed. Your stuff gets thrown everywhere. You know, they'll go outside, they'll grab a sandbag, they'll bring it in, just throw sand everywhere. You've got to have the whole bay clean before, you know, you got 10 minutes to clean this bay and have it right. And then they'll walk out, and you're like, crap. You know, and that's when everybody would look at me and be like, what do we do? And I'm like, well, he just told us to clean. We're going to clean, you know.
Yeah.
Idiots.
How do I clean?
So, like, you know, and I'd tell you, do this, y'all do that, this group over here do that, you know, stuff like that. I kind of set myself apart pretty early without meaning to. I just saw, not an opportunity, but I just saw a lack of communication happening and everyone just kind of standing around, and I just kind of took charge on that one.
Yeah.
Which then... After red phase is white phase, and that's when they assign platoon sergeants and leadership with student leadership is what it's called, and they start doing that more often. But yeah, red phase is a wild time.
So it sounds like red phase, you naturally became a leader.
Yeah, and each platoon had its own leader.
Yeah, but it sounded like you took that role of like trying to take control of everyone and make yes. your life easier by making things more orderly.
Yes. Yes. Because I was tired of doing push-ups all the time.
Right.
I mean,
so someone has to step up.
Yeah. Someone has to. And you might as well be me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you get arguments and fights and all types of stuff that end up happening during this phase because everyone's so stressed out.
Everyone's stressed out. Everything's brand new to
everyone.
This
was also the time where we got introduced to MREs.
Mm.
MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. And it's a prepackaged meal cooked in probably the early 2000s, late 90s. And here's your food. And that was what we had for lunch every single day.
Early 2000s?
Yeah. The only way that you know if your food was expired or not was because it had Skittles or Twizzlers or Reese's Pieces or M&M's as
with
a dessert. And it had the expiration date on it. And... majority of them were expired in 2012.
Oh, God. That's going to be an entire episode on itself.
Oh, the food?
The food? Oh, my gosh. Some of the things that you've told me about it, we got to share that with everyone.
Yeah, we will. We'll go over it. You know, they have different markings that tell you what you should eat and stuff like that. But at the same time, you're given food. You have to eat it.
Yeah.
That's the
only thing you get. So.
Yeah, and plus, with this food, those first few weeks are rough on your body.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like you're
especially if you've been eating.
You're on the toilet
healthy?
A lot.
Yeah,
you're on the toilet a lot, especially with how strict my body was.
It's an adjustment period.
Oh,
100%,
100%, and then you start like, I don't know, your body goes through a lot during that first initial phase. They're waking you up in the middle of the night. They're teaching you what fire guard is. Fire guard's where you have someone up. Either cleaning or, you know, whatever at nighttime during the night. And you do like, they put me in charge of that in the beginning. We also had that at 30th too, which was wild. But you have to have someone up at all hours of the night. And so you just run it in shifts. And I had to figure out how to do that. And then you had guys that fell asleep or guys that didn't want to do it. And you had to deal with all of that in the beginning.
Mm.
Until they started to just accept it.
Yeah.
And then what were we cleaning and stuff like that? We had a fire guard board that we made and just went after it. It was wild.
Man. Red phase sounds like it was a lot.
It was a lot. And there was like,
would you say that was one of the hardest ones? Or
it was I don't know, 30th was very boring and stressful because you're learning so much. But red phase was the most intense. Because they're waking you up all the time. I mean, the first night, we all got woken up and ran outside and got smoked. For a reason that, to this day, I don't really understand.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably just because
they wanted us to have lack of sleep.
Yeah.
The first 3 days I was there at 30th, we were up for 72 hours. The first time that I was at, during red phase and stuff, we would wake up usually at like, wake up was at 05 in the morning or 04 in the morning. And, you know, we'd wake up at like 1 or 2 in the morning and get smoked and then go back to bed. So you're getting up in the middle of the night, you're sweating, and then you're going back to bed. A very gross time.
So they're constantly making you wake up.
Yes. At weird hours.
And you never feel rested.
No. And you're super stressed out. They're the meanest. You don't know anything about them. You know.
But you're taking orders from them.
You're taking orders. And chain of command and all this stuff.
And you're trying to address them the right way.
Yes.
Oh, who are you? I don't know.
You're like looking at the rank and trying to remember your blue book. And you're like, yes, sergeant. You know, and you're like, is that right? You know. And meanwhile, all the prior service guys had their own bay, their own room. And they hardly ever gotten woken up.
So there's perks to being there before.
Yes, there's perks of being there through it before. But they went through it all in the Navy or in the Army or wherever they're from. And so they didn't really have to go through
it. I mean, if you have to go through it twice, then...
Yeah, they just needed to go through the training of becoming an infantryman.
Gotcha.
Instead of an MP or, you know, whatever it was that they did before.
Yeah.
So it was a wild time.
So white phase is up next, and that's whenever you became platoon sergeant.
Yeah, and that's when it got like really hectic for me.
Well, that's going to wrap up another episode of the podcast. We hope that you guys enjoyed this episode, and we hope that you stay tuned until the next one, because we got a lot of really good things that we're going to be discussing this season between Cam and myself. If you want to give us a follow on social media, you can follow Cam at RealCamBlack. You can follow me at Ronnie Denman, and you can follow us together at The Fit Cook Life. If you ever have any questions or anything you want us to cover in a future episode, make sure to just send us an email, info@thefitcooklife.com. And then if you're interested in working with us one-on-one to reach your fitness goals, make sure to reach out as well. But until the next episode, guys, make sure to stay safe, have fun, and get active.